Stream The Score with Radio.com. It's easy. Go to Radio.com/listen or download the Radio.com app now and get all your favorite Score shows live on your mobile device. Stream The Score with Radio.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Tom Thayer.
He came with the intentions of hurting Trubisky.
Right.
He didn't come with the intentions of just, you know, making sure that he was down.
After that play, Tom, obviously the fight resulted in three ejections. That, on one hand, you like the way that the Bears stood up for their teammate, their quarterback, their leader. On the other hand, that's
stupid.
A loss of composure in a game that matters is going to really could hurt you. How did you view it?
Yeah, I'm, you know, as soon as I saw the hit, the first thing I said in the broadcast, all right, guys, just be smart. Did the guy that committed the penalty get thrown out?
No.
Was just Sherman.
It was right. Just
so what
Sherman.
I'm saying
yeah.
is football is an interesting game where you can put a little point of attack on that guy and have your chances to get him back.
And Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6.
I just kind of want to celebrate the Bears being fun. They are fun.
Yeah,
they are. They are. Exciting watch.
Going into the weekend, we felt it all last week.
But it's not just because they're good. You know, like there's a team that's good and competitive, and I know you love defense, but like if you play 9-6 football and you punt 12 times because it's about field position and your offense can't do anything, okay, like you could be good and defensive oriented, but boring.
Right.
This team is good, defensive oriented, and wildly entertaining.
Yes, they are. They've got a few personalities too. Tariq Cohen is among them, and Anthony Miller is among them also.
The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1-6, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Jim, thanks. My good buddy told me way back when that if I ever had a chance to come to Chicago, I needed to because it's a good sports town. They love the Bears. They love defense. And, you know, we're starting to feel that.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Zach Zaidman has been kind enough to sit in today for Mike, who is enjoying the holiday week off. And I think that was the voice of Vic Fangio, who referenced his relationship with Jim Finks. And, you know, you sit there and you're listening to that yesterday, Zach, and it struck me as, okay, this is Vic Fangio, 60-year-old defensive coordinator, curmudgeonly guy, but you don't know how far back he goes. That was from 1989. He was with the Saints, I think, from 86 to 94.
Yeah, when they had those phenomenal linebackers, Sam
Ricky
Mills,
Jackson,
Pat Swilling, Ricky Jackson.
He was the outside linebackers coach on that staff. And you forget, I forgot. Jim Finks was the general manager of that team. He went from the Bears to the Cubs to the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
And their paths intersected there. And when you think about the institutional knowledge, and by institution, I mean like NFL football, defensive football, that Vic Fangio brings to the table, it goes back to, we talk about the comparisons to the Buddy Ryan Bears. This is a guy that has links to Jim Finks, who in this town is one of the most accomplished, respected sports executives ever.
Yeah, the architect of the 85 Bears. That's all you need to say.
And a guy who went from Bears to Cubs. Now, did he do it in a way that, you know, his tenure with the Cubs was certainly not memorable as it was with the Bears. It was not as historic. It was not as impactful. But that's a tough gig. That's a tough thing to do. John McDonough is the only other guy that I can think of had, you know, the same.
I can relate.
An executive of two different teams. You can relate.
I can relate to making that switch. And it's
that's what I think. I think Finks, McDonough, Zaidman. When I think about greats in Chicago sports history, great thinkers in Chicago sports history, that's kind of when I start to think.
No, I understand.
Where is the ginger-haired genius? We don't call him genius for nothing.
I mean, other than Jim Finks, who else has gone from the Bears to the Cubs and has been able to participate at an extremely high level? So I can relate from that standpoint, the two most prestigious teams in town. It's a big deal, and they're forever linked. You know, the Bears are named the Bears because when they moved to Chicago from Decatur, they shared Wrigley Field with the Cubs. And George Halas, the former New York Yankee major league outfielder, surmised that, wait a minute, football players are bigger than baseball players, so I will call the football team the Bears, not the Cubs. See, it all comes together.
How ingenious. The top five from five is brought to you by Sprint. It's a winning season for savings at Sprint. Okay, so speaking of, you mentioned George Halas.
Yes.
And I am going to write about the role that George McCaskey, the grandson of one George Halas, is played in the last year, because I found it interesting, and we referenced this earlier in the show. A year ago, George McCaskey walked into U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis facing the reality that he's going to fire his head coach and likely, possibly, maybe not likely, possibly his general manager too. This is George McCaskey, who took over as chairman in 2011 and has presided over four different GM coaching combinations in that time. Continuity was not his thing.
Correct.
Neither is patience. He runs his team, you could say, like a fan would run his team. And I don't know that that's a criticism. He would probably take it as a compliment. And you know, he invited me to walk in the South Lot and all the things that go back with, and I have a good rapport with George, and I appreciate that. What role do you think the McCaskey's willingness to hit reset and to spend money, the way that they spent money, played in this resurgence?
I think that...
Any? Because they were very active. There were only one other team as active as the Bears in free agency, and that was the Jets.
I don't think that the Khalil Mack trade happens unless you say okay, because you knew the financial commitment that, and that's it. That changed the fortunes of the franchise. You know, I know that
before Ryan Pace has a conversation with Reggie McKenzie or John Gruden or the Raiders, does he have to have the okay and the wherewithal to say, if we make this, we're going to try to make this deal, and if we make this deal, he's talking to Mac's agent, he's talking to the Raiders, we know that we can offer him a contract which guaranteed him $90 million. Doesn't he have to have that?
Well,
doesn't it all start with ownership?
Yeah, of course. I think, number one, to trust Ryan Pace to continue to rebuild the Bears took a leap of faith, because there wasn't anything at the end of last season to make you feel that Ryan Pace was the answer to the Bears' ails.
What was it then, Zach?
But he trusted Ryan Pace.
Why? Because I'm telling you, a year ago, I was convinced that Ryan Pace needed to go too. I don't think I was alone there. It's not a very lonely island that I was living on there,
Agreed. I think I go back to something that both Ted Phillips and George McCaskey said at the end of last season when they fired John Fox and gave Pace the extension, is that they liked the fact that Pace was a risk taker. And he took a risk in hiring Matt Nagy as the head coach, because this wasn't a full-time offensive coordinator with years of experience like Doug Peterson had before he took over in Philadelphia.
See, though?
But he correctly identified that Matt Nagy's offensive philosophy, his makeup, everything about him would create an infrastructure which would help Mitchell Trubisky succeed. Because that's what, a year ago at this time, that was the only thing that mattered.
Did you look at Ryan Pace's first 3 years where he presided over the same 14-34, mess that John Fox coached? Did you look at him as a risk taker?
No. I'm just telling you what. But
no, I'm saying because there had to be something. There had to be some reason that the McCaskies reinforced and doubled down on Ryan Pace. And I, for the life of me, a year ago at this time, couldn't see it, couldn't find it. I think that I would have endorsed them firing both guys and starting anew. Yeah. They started anew with the same general manager. That doesn't happen a lot in sports. Not only does it not happen a lot in sports, it doesn't happen successfully. And it happened successfully immediately.
Think about it. A year ago at this time, if the Bears had decided to fire both Pace and Fox, no one would have blinked. No one would have complained.
It would have been as popular of a decision as the McCaskies have made. And they hadn't made a lot of popular decisions up to that point. So I guess I'm struck by how risky that was to bring the general manager back, who really hadn't distinguished himself as somebody who you could trust to turn things around.
No, agreed, because a year ago you were talking about the failed signing of Mike Lennon. That was a risk. And then
it's an $18 million mistake.
And then the trade up to get Mitchell Trubisky,
which was still still a lot of people question, and a year ago at this time we weren't sure that was a great move.
But they clearly, what Ryan Pace did behind closed doors was sell ownership on doing with the Bears what you saw Les Snead and Sean McVay combine to do with the Rams, what you saw happen in Philadelphia with Howie Roseman and Doug Peterson, that if you give me an opportunity here, here's my plan. I will create an infrastructure where the young quarterback can succeed. Now, and he made a great call with Nagy, because it is clear that the Bears are doing things on offense.
Well, that was it. That was the right call.
But I will say this. If they don't make the trade for Khalil Mack, we're not talking about the Bears as Super Bowl contenders today, and that's what they are. The Khalil Mack,
But are you talking about a Bear resurgence? Probably.
I think the Bears would have been better, but I don't
are
think
they a playoff team.
We're not talking about. I don't think they're a playoff team without Khalil
Mack. If you don't make the Khalil Mack trade, are the Bears in the playoffs? You're saying no.
No, and I don't think about it. They didn't just go with Khalil Mack's addition. They didn't go and become just a playoff team. They are a Super Bowl contender. It's beyond just making the playoffs. They may very well get bounced in the first round of the playoffs. It happens sometimes, but no one's laughing now when you call the Bears a Super Bowl contender heading into the 2018 season playoffs. Think about that. That's a huge deal. And
they are the 2017 Rams.
At the time that Mack trade was made, which was a week before the start of the regular
September
season.
September 1st, I believe.
Right? When that trade was made, you did not know. I was in Philadelphia. I saw it. I couldn't believe it.
Where were you when Khalil Mack was traded?
I was getting ready for Cubs-Phillies. Chris Bryant was making his return from the second time off the disabled list. That's a story for another time. Anyway, so Mitch Rosen, our boss here at the Score, calls me up. Like, I woke up Tom Thayer with – I texted him because it was early in the morning. And I'm like –
it has to be pretty early to get Tom Thayer up.
And Tom's like, what? What? Like, he couldn't believe it. And Mitch Rosen calls me up and he goes, what do you think? I go, is the guy that good? I go, yes, he's that good. Bears are instant playoff contenders. Can they make the Super Bowl? I go, it depends on the quarterback. And it still holds true today. But the thing about the trade, and you didn't know it then, how close was Green Bay
to getting Khalil Mack?
Because, oh, man. I mean, if the Packers had gotten him, and you see he's a one-man wrecking crew against Green Bay.
So your suggestion is that the Packers, had they gotten Khalil Mack, would have been a Super Bowl contender that the Bears have become. So that trade swung the balance of power in the NFC North. You think the Packers would have been that good?
Yeah. I mean, you see the difference, Mack.
Yeah, I guess I can't disagree with you. I would just be disagreeing for the sake of disagreeing, but you're right.
I don't think Mike McCarthy's out of a job if that happens.
I think you're probably right there, too. I mean, he's that impactful.
And I don't think the Bears are division champions.
He's as valuable to his team as any player is to theirs in the league. He's got a legitimate claim to MVP.
If you take quarterbacks out of the mix, because quarterbacks, no matter, they're always going to be the most valuable
players. MVP has become the most valuable quarterback.
But the most valuable non-quarterbacks in the league, it's either Aaron Donald, Khalil Mack or perhaps Gurley or one of the premier running backs?
I would say Donald or Mack. I think because of the way that they get, they make their teams. I mean, but Donald has 18 and a half sacks, I think is 18 and a half.
Yeah.
And yet that is a defense that collectively is not as feared as the Bears. I mean, the Bears have a better overall defense, and Mack's, you know, because of him.
The Bears had a lot of weapons on this was a top 10 defense a year ago. He took it to the next level. I mean, with one hand, he's pushing offensive linemen into the backfield. One hand.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. We need to let you know that Joe Fortenbaugh, who was unable to join us earlier, but Joe Fortenbaugh's picks this week are, listen up, get your pencils ready, get your scorecards ready, Florida, Alabama, Clemson, and the Browns. Florida, Alabama, Clemson, and the Browns. Those are from Joe Fortenbaugh, our weekly guest who was unable to join us this
week. Really? He likes the Browns. Bears Friday coverage is sponsored by Sprint. It's a winning season for savings at Sprint.
Mully and Haw with Zach Zabin in for Mully. We will be back with a little transition after this on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes here, night 6-10. The playoff-bound 11-4 NFC North Division champion Bears will take on the Vikings in the final game of the season. The Vikings need this one to get in, and the Bears are shooting for that first-round bye. This game is huge. We're covering right up to kickoff on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, like celebrating every year the crew gets older. Or when you and your crew are courtside during overtime. No matter your reason for going out, now you have four more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
North Pole Hotline.
Help, I know Santa was busy, but he missed some big styles on my family's list.
Good thing there's Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now, get up to 75% off store-wide. Old Navy's got everything you still want, from PJs to puffer jackets for the whole family.
Up to 75% off? Can't miss that.
Or this, all of Old Navy's super stylish jeans are on sale now, too, from just $15 for adults, $10 for kids.
Old Navy jeans are at the top of our list.
Hurry into Old Navy for up to 75% off store-wide right now.
Store-wide sale valid 12/26 through 1/2, in stores only. Jeans sale valid 12/26 through 1/2, excludes in-store clearance.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Now, we can bring in Anthony Herron. How you've seen the relationship with Whitehair and Mitch manifest itself in feeling like they have reached a good place of trust with each other.
I would highlight that Cody Whitehair is playing really well. As that relates to Mitch, his growth will continue as he's able to process information more quickly. They should be on the same page. And how you want that to work basically like a pitcher and a catcher, where you're in a rhythm where you're both seeing the same thing. At certain times, if you're not on the same page, you have a trust in each other that Mitch can think to Cody that since Cody's calling something different or IDing something different than I do when I'm looking at this, I trust my guy.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Tom Thayer.
Tom, there was one time we did know what Matt Nagy was thinking on the sidelines. That's when Mitch Trubisky came to the sideline during a timeout. He looked mad.
I love to see the tough love by Matt because he puts on a really happy face in front of all of us every week at the podium, which really surprises me. But I think when he's behind closed doors, coaching these guys, evaluating them, talking about the film study and what he's seen and how these, you know, players have to improve, what they have to work on. I think he's a really serious guy in terms of the team moments. But fortunately for us, we all admire that how awesome he is at the podium and how well he speaks and the questions he's answering.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. Bernstein and McKnight, middays, 9 a.m. to 1.
Former Bear Corey Wooten.
Needed is Kyle Long.
I think having Kyle Long back would be huge, and I think that the whole year they've held up pretty good protection-wise, but I think a lot of it, too, is because of Trubisky's escapability. Trubisky, I mean, he's so underrated as far as how he uses feet. But when you talk about Kyle Long coming back, I'm more excited for him to come back for that running game, because we thought this running game would really take off, and they really haven't got it going. So Kyle Long, I mean, he's a pro-bowler guy. He's a real road grader. So having him back would be huge. And so when that fight happened, he had a lot of built-up aggression intensity. He was, you know, trying to shock and lock guys. He wasn't just back on the field, so he's anxious. So I'm excited to see him back for that playoff push.
Bernstein and